512 at WGIL. This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's probably, I would say, been an issue for longer than we like to think it's been in this area, I would say. But something that happened this week, I thought was the perfect time to talk about this particular issue. I want to introduce you to a Galesburg resident who has a child who's transgender. The teenager is a student at Galesburg High School, identifies as female, and thankfully, I would say, has been allowed to use the girls' locker room at Galesburg High School. But frankly, and this will probably be the only time I'll throw out my opinion on this, frankly, it's been a shame that some people have decided to make a negative out of that. But at the very least, if you don't agree, I want you to hear out this discussion anyway and at least have an understanding of what's happening. I want to introduce you first to Holly McDormand. She lives here in Galesburg and has the daughter we're talking about. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's kind of start at the beginning. Tell me about your kid.
Okay. Really, Allie is just a typical teenage girl. She's got a job. She loves purple and likes to dance.
Everybody I know likes purple anymore. It's another discussion for another day. Purple's not my favorite color, but okay. But she's transgender.
She is.
How long has that been a part of her life that she's been out like that?
Well, let's be honest. To be transgender means it's kind of part of your life always.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She just was open to us as a family probably for the last 3 years or so.
Okay.
And it's just kind of become, you know, it's just part of who she is.
When she first started talking to you mm-hmm. about who she felt she truly was, how did you react at first, and has that changed or evolved over time, I guess?
Well, there was kind of the internal reaction of not sure exactly what this is. What does this mean? What is this? You know, a lot of doubt. But the external reaction was complete unconditional love. And that's all we've ever shown Allie, is complete unconditional love. And after I got more educated and more aware, everything is matched together. And that's all this.
What have you learned in the last couple of years, would you say?
Oh, my gosh. A bunch of terminology. False assumptions, you know, incorrect assumptions that the community believes, just a lot of different things.
What in the way of false assumptions? What have you learned there?
A lot of people, as far as transgenderism, assume that it is a choice, and they may not be so informed as to what that means. And that just simply means that your insides don't match your outside, and that each individual transgender's journey and goals are different. Not everyone desires the same outcome for their life.
Some people don't accept that as being sort of a natural feeling. So what do you say to people that don't believe the way you do in that regard specifically?
I honestly would just encourage more education, more conversations. You don't have to agree. I'm open to have conversations and to talk to people and to educate. It's just, I encourage an open mind.
Let's talk about the social media post that happened this week. It has since been taken down, and according to a report I saw, the person's Facebook account has magically gone offline as the post magically disappears. There was a part of me at first, well, let me back up and ask you kind of what you saw. What did that post say, and how did it concern you?
Yesterday a Facebook post was made by an adult regarding a transgender student. It just happened to be my daughter, as I found out later, that was using the girls' locker room.
How'd you find out that it was your daughter and not someone else?
My daughter actually spoke up. She was willing to step in and say, "This is me."
Okay. All right. Now, I'm sorry I interrupted you there. Talk about what the post said.
Basically, the original post stated that GHS was allowing a boy who identifies as female to use the girls' locker room.
Okay.
That is miscorrect information.
How should that have? And I'm going to say, on the surface, if you don't really know what's going on or what's happening here, it seems kind of, I don't want to say innocuous, but it kind of seemed like maybe it was just a valid question, but you don't see it that way.
That's correct. Allie is female. She should be allowed to use the girls' locker room, as any female does. It's a common high school experience, you know.
But it was a question more or less asking people what they thought about it, right?
Yes.
What kind of feedback did you see or hear about that from that point?
The original replies were of misunderstanding, a lot of fear-mongering and incorrect assumptions regarding the transgender and LGBTQ youth. The later replies were very, very supportive in Allie's direction, and I'm really grateful for those replies.
How's Allie doing?
She's doing okay. She's doing good. She's taking ownership of it and living her life like always.
How has she responded to all this, other than just kind of, as you said, living her life?
Honestly, she's just kind of grateful for the support that she's found and the people that she didn't know was supportive. She's probably kind of bewildered as to why it was such a big deal in the first place.
I can imagine that. I can imagine that's the case. And I can also imagine that she's probably not the only student at GHS that is going through that right now.
That's correct. I do know that there are several transgender students at the high school. Again, journeys are different, so their goals may be different than Allie's.
Sure. But I imagine, has she gotten a lot of support or heard from those other students since this, one, this school year, which is not that old, and two, since this all came out yesterday?
Yeah, she's heard from a lot of the students, some that she already knew that were already friends with her and some that she did not, with lots of support.
I've had, again, I'm sorry for throwing out my opinion here. I've had a long-held theory, and it actually started, don't ask me why, with the theory of school consolidation, where that, and even studies in that realm proved that kids handled it better than the parents did. Is that kind of the case with Allie and with the other transgender students at GHS, that the kids are handling it better than the parents are, do you think?
Absolutely. One of the girls that is in the dance class with Allie, like, even commented, like, she's safer in the girls' locker room with us than she would be anywhere else.
Have there been students that aren't maybe as accepting, or have they by and large been as accepting as you would hope they would be?
I would say about 95% of the population is pretty accepting. There's a few that aren't.
Are there students that share the locker room that expressed concern? There obviously must be at least one if it ended up in a social media post, right?
We have not personally heard from any of the students that have concerns, but yeah.
Have any students directly said, hey, I don't want you, hey, Allie, I don't want you in this locker
room? We have not heard of any, no.
Okay, well, so then I imagine then by and large it's probably, gosh, it almost seems like not as big of a deal as some people would make it out to be. But, you know, I think in our society we make a lot of things, right or wrong, out to be a bigger deal than they ought to be at times.
It's scary when you don't understand something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. I want to move, again, because time is short, I want to move to the part where we talk about understanding here, and that's where the other part of this discussion comes in, Holly. You, and I think probably the biggest accomplishment of your education the last couple of years has been the formation of a local chapter of a national organization. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes. Earlier this year, we started Galesburg PFLAG, which is a part of the national nonprofit organization. We help educate, advocate, and support the LGBTQ community as a whole.
That's great. What led you to kind of pull the trigger, if you will, and start that chapter? Was it everything you've learned?
Yeah, honestly, it was my children. I want to make sure that I have a better community for them as they get older and they explore who they are.
I get the impression, and again, forgive me for my opinion here. I think since obviously this radio station probably you hear a lot of times about things that, that people say on the air that might be counter to what you believe in terms of LGBTQ and especially the issue of transgender students. What is there one thing that you would tell them to kind of, I mean, like I said before we started the interview, I think to me, it's okay if you disagree, but at least be respectful of somebody's views about it. And I don't think I don't think that happens a whole hell of a lot.
That's exactly the point. I mean, the whole reason why we're making kind of a big deal about the Facebook post was because there was a lot of disrespectful replies and comments. And that's where the line draws. We need mm-hmm. to respect everyone as human beings.
Disagree without being disagreeable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of leads me to say that I think that there are more people in this community and in this region that are accepting and are supportive of you than we might think there would be. Isn't that the case?
Absolutely. I'm getting messages from people I've never met in the community that are extremely supportive.
That's great. What have they been telling you?
The biggest help is telling me, you know, how they are grateful that I'm behind my daughter and how some of them aren't as lucky to have family that is behind them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So if there's anybody listening that before now had not heard of PFLAG or anything else you've done, how can they get involved?
Well,
can they continue to support you?
PFLAG meets every second Saturday at the Gesrick Public Library at 3:00. We have a Facebook group called Gelsberg PFLAG that is active daily with various things. We also have, you know, a few events that we show up at with informational tables.
And you're just pretty much getting started, right? This hasn't been running for very long, has it?
No, just a few months, really. We haven't been doing too much yet except for our monthly meetings.
Sure. And I know you've had people come and speak to you and talk to your group more about some of the issues they face themselves, right?
Yes, we had one particular meeting that was really great because we allowed kind of the group to run the meeting, and they were able to kind of introduce themselves and talk about who they are and their journey and stuff like that.
Okay. I'm pretty much out of time, but is there anything else you wanted to add about this whole situation or the group or what have you?
The biggest thing I want to say is, like I said, just respect everybody. We may not look on the outside how you assume that we're supposed to look, but that's everyone.
I should mention, we only talked a little bit about it. What's Allie involved in at GHS other than I heard a dance class, which, gosh, my high school never went. I think Holly and I are from the same town. I don't know that we ever had a dance class in high school, but, you know.
She's actively involved in her dance class, also theater,
great.
And also active in the GSA.
That's fantastic. So that's the GSA's what?
The Gay Straight Alliance.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I for some reason, just couldn't put an acronym together for a minute. But that's hopefully she continues to be a strong advocate for others just like her at GHS and really advocate for others just like her in the community as well.
Yes.
Holly McDormand, thanks so much for coming in. I know you've been nervous about this all day since I asked you, but you're fantastic, and hopefully we shed a little bit of light on the situation here. Thanks so much, and thanks for all you're doing for the community.
Thank you for inviting me again.